Hola, zookeepers. It's one of your kaiju Hollywood bad boys, Brandon, here to say, ooh, it's a scorcher. We got back Liz Getty, one of our all-time favorite guests to have to talk Mega Ape. The movie is really shitty. It's bad, but we made a really fun episode out of it. In fact, I would say this episode's probably more fun than watching the movie, which doesn't say much, but it's really fun. As always, if you like the podcast, tell a friend. It helps us a ton. Leave us a review on whatever app you might be getting these from, like a Spotify or an Apple Podcast. And then if you ever have any questions or want to hit us up, you can always email us at podzookypodcast@gmail.com. We'll even take movie recommendations. That's podzookypodcast@gmail.com. Let's get to this giant piece of poop. It's a fun one, though. I promise you. Okay, you can go now. Thank you.
Render unto Ghidra what is Ghidra's. 10 to 1 he sees you through a beaker and a tweezers. Read the fine print and be like, what's the big deal? Spun wheels of steel since broke wheel, good wheel. Back when it was greasy ass curl, now it's easy dread. Had a rhyme on how to use to tease him about his peasy head. Yes, yes, y'all to the beat. Have a ball.
Okay, that was good. We got it this time.
That was solid.
That was a solid clap. Okay. Yeah. We don't have to get into it right away because I feel like I was warming up and I was really enjoying our discussion of... what's the worst movie you've all ever seen? Like, if you could... I mean, you can't name the movie we're about to talk about.
It might be that one.
Okay.
I saw a movie last week called Latin Kings with a Z.
Ooh.
Pretty bad.
Oh.
With Latin King zombies?
No.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah, oh, that would have been fun.
Think of any fun idea, it's not this movie.
Yeah. What's the worst movie that I think I've ever seen or hated?
Honestly, I really hated the new Great Gatsby.
Oh, that did look really bad.
I hated it. And I guess new, that's like 15 years ago now, but...
it's still new.
Yeah. I really hated the Justice League.
Oh, movie. That was really bad.
Yeah,
that was a bad movie.
Because I think it was because I went into Batman v Superman... with such low expectations that I didn't completely hate it. Like, it was stupid, and yeah. I didn't like it, but it didn't make me angry, so I went to see Justice League.
I watched it, too, because of the podcast newcomers. I really like the one with Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus. They did all the DC movies.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I was like, oh, it's fine. It's not good, but I didn't hate it. But I had the same thing with Justice League as you're going on.
Yeah, and it was terrible, and it really pissed me off. I was pissed off for, like... the rest of the day. It's next to the rest of the week.
I feel like it's like they're trying to make two bad products of Zack Snyder, who's already a bad director, and they're like, let's get Josh Whedon.
It's that they keep, they want to do what Marvel did, but they're not willing to put in the time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and even Marvel's not willing to put in the time anymore. I realize the worst, the movie I hate the most probably is Across the Universe, that Beatles jukebox rock that they adapted.
That's a terrible movie. That movie pissed me off.
I loved it.
I'm sorry, Liz. I'm sorry that we all hated it.
Listen, that hit me at the right time.
It's true. I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm not gonna rain on other people's
parts. I do love the "She's So Heavy" part. That part's really good.
Yeah.
In the movie, that's a really good use of the song.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we're not here to talk about Across the Universe.
I know we're not. We're here to talk about Mega Chimp.
Yeah,
what it should have been called, yeah. Right?
Damn,
that's what
dude.
This was.
Damn. Welcome to Podzuki, America's worst podcast for suggesting the worst movies. Where one of the hosts feels really bad for the suggestion they put out there.
Yeah,
because they googled worst movie on YouTube and then found this, and then they took it down on YouTube, and then we had to run
right?
to find
yeah.
it, so nobody had to pay money.
I was reading a little book, and I was like, oh, I should watch that movie now. And I sat down on the couch, and Brandon texts me and is like, oh, they took it off of YouTube. I hope you watched it already.
Nope. And then I went to my link, and it said took it down too stinky. And I was like, I gotta find where it is, and then sure enough, Tubi.
Too many cinematographers, I think, actually.
Yeah. I think they have a rule on YouTube that if your credits are too slow, they have to remove it from all.
Oh my
all
god.
Facilities.
I don't know how they had such long credits and
yeah.
there's no competency on display anywhere in the movie.
20% of the running time was just credit.
All right, well, we're getting too carried away. I'm one of your kaiju Hollywood bad boys, Brandon Kirkman.
I'm another one of your kaiju Hollywood bad boys, Luke Evans Flip.
I'm your third Hollywood kaiju bad boy, Martin Felschman. And here we have tonight a very special guest, returning guest, special friend. Give it up right now for Liz Getty.
Yay! What's up? It's me!
It's been too long since we potted together.
It's been so long. I don't even remember what the other movie was. I think it was a Power Ranger adjacent film that we watched.
Oh, was the last time we had you on for Mask Rider?
Yeah, I think it was.
I think it was. We were still in like Brandon's old apartment underneath his in-laws.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. That was a whole different pre-COVID,
baby.
Yeah. Damn.
Man, remember before COVID and we were all like, man, modern world, it's so hard to live in. And now we're like,
let's hang out in basements and breathe on each other.
Yeah. Oh, man, we didn't realize how good we had it.
No, we didn't.
It was so nice. I was in active addiction during COVID, so it was pretty great for me.
Okay.
Those 2 years, getting $2,000 a month in unemployment and drinking and watching Tiger King. It was pretty cool.
God damn.
I mean,
that's great, like, being sober. I love it, but that was a fun time.
Yeah, I mean, you got to ride the snake, as Jim Carrey would say. So. I think...
I'm being paid to not go outside.
Well, time to give into all my dark predilections.
Pretty much, yeah. It's pretty cool.
I got into blood rituals and cults.
When you stare into the abyss parties.
Yeah, it really does. We started talking about it a little bit earlier, but I got curious because I wanted to mix it up of, like, worst monster movie on YouTube, and I found, like, one of those I think was probably AI generated, and it had Mega Ape, and I'm like, okay, that title alone is already Podzuki material. So I went to YouTube, I found that somebody had put it up, and I didn't think it was going to be taken down. And I started watching it, and I was like instantly like, okay, we got to do this. Also, it's a 1:10, how bad could it be? And also, I'm going to play, I think this is a new segment we have to add, which is, what speed time did you watch this movie at? I don't know what the jingle's going to be, but it's going to be really slowed down.
Fuck, I raw-dogged it. I just did it as is.
Liz, I'm so sorry.
I didn't know that was an option.
It's not an option on Tubi.
Oh, I watched it on YouTube, so I watched it at 1.75 speed.
Fuck.
Yeah, good job, Brandon.
Here's the thing. Those credits were still going so
oh
slow.
Oh, my God. And I sat through them because I was like, surely this will be good. And when I talk to Brandon later, this will be good.
Yeah.
Well, it opens up with, like, real footage of chimps.
Yeah.
Like, you see a chimp get stolen from its mother. That's how the movie opens. And it's clearly just like old documentary footage, not like they didn't go out to gorilla country to film some gorilla.
Like, what's Jane Goodall doing in this film?
It was very, very Jane Goodall,
I should pull up the summary as we I don't think we really, there's not a summary. I say this so often with so many of our bad movie episodes where they're truly bad, of like, no, there's not a lot of plot to get into.
I got it. A team of animal rights activists unknowingly release a genetically altered ape from a top secret research facility who grows to an enormous size and embarks on a rampage of total destruction.
Was it a she, though?
Well, her name's Dorothy.
Yeah.
Much like the dinosaur from The Wiggles.
Did they ever say, like from The Wizard of Oz? Did they ever add that part? Because that's got to be.
They were gonna do like a "We're not in Kansas anymore," but
we'll get to it. But they don't do anything to try and make you feel for the. It's a chimp, right? Not a gorilla.
Yeah,
and it looks like a chimp.
It's a chimp,
but it's supposed to be a gorilla.
Yeah, but they don't do anything to try and create pathos with it. And I do want to start begin to the beginning with these activist thugs. Like, I thought they were there to rob the place.
Yeah,
they did not look like bleeding heart activists.
They made them too Italian. That's the problem.
Well, one of them was Tom Sizemore.
In the credit roll, one of the names of the actors is what? Like, Jerry Knife Steele?
Oh, Marvin Knife Sotelo.
Thank you. Marvin Knife Sotelo.
Get that wiki up.
So fucking good. Favorite name, actually, no, sorry, second favorite name of the credits, because I do have to give number one to Dark Infinity.
Dark Infinity.
Oh, we're going to be talking about Dark Infinity later.
Oh, thank God. I have so many questions.
Okay, I have his real name and I have his whole spiel, but
I was hoping one of you did, because I did not have time. I had to take a nap today after watching that movie.
Which one is the guy I called Tad Nugent, the guy in the cowboy hat?
Oh,
let me pull that
with
up.
The big ol'.
That is...
Oh, it's just Ted Nugent. He's looking for work.
He looked literally like Ted Nugent. Yeah.
That's Ken May, and his character's name was Dick Steele.
Dick Steele. Mm.
The thing that I hate about this film the most is that they're aware they're making a bad film, but they don't have any fun with it.
No, like, not at all.
I think they're going through the motions because I'm not 100% sure, but this feels like a tax write-off or some weird studio production.
Anytime anything that's like would be fun in a movie happens, it was done in a computer later, so nobody on the set that day has any interest in it. I don't think there was a script. I think the director just said, "Have fun with it. Just go." And like, "Oh, you're talking to your girlfriend on the phone and the world's going to like come to an end, and but you got to calm her down. Do that for 15 minutes. We have to fill."
Yeah.
How long was this? Like an hour and 10 minutes?
Well, that's why the credits were so long, is they had a...
And people were just would just wander around in the desert of L.A.
They're in the woods.
In gorilla country.
Yes, gorilla country, which is the L.A. jungle or forest.
Okay, who do we have for characters? We have the activists who they get killed in the beginning.
Immediately. Right.
No, only Tom Sizemore.
So the other dude's the one who's drinking tequila.
Yes, that is Eric Anthony Russo, also known as Jeff.
Jeff in the movie.
Oh, yeah. And then Tom is the one that dies.
I do love that they gave Tom Sizemore the same first name.
Yeah.
He was having a rough day that day. Yeah.
And this was actually, as of right now, it's the last Tom Sizemore appearance in film. There's one more film that he recorded posthumously, but has not been released yet.
Damn.
Or has not been released posthumously. He didn't record it after he died.
Then there's Republican Joker.
Oh, yes.
A.K.A. the most terrifying man ever put on film.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
There was a lot going on with his face that I was trying to figure out.
It's just the makeup on him. Like, that's where all the makeup budget must have gone. They just, one of those big comedic powder puffs, they just slammed him in the face with.
I mean, not to sound mean, but he had a face that's like, he's either had too much surgery or he needs a lot of surgery.
His hands were so big.
See, I thought he was the king of the land of leather chairs.
Yeah. It
turns out he was just the mayor. And he still had to telephone the president.
It just calls him up so casually, like, "Get me the president."
He doesn't even have to press a button. He just picks up the phone and says, "Get me the president."
My favorite thing is that when I went to this movie and I wanted to pull up again, I went to the trivia section. The spoilers are just body count 12. That's all that...
I was counting, and I stopped at 10.
There's something truly deranged about a person watching this film and just writing down how many times somebody killed or got killed on it, and then just ran to IMDb to put it in the trivia, and they're like,
Something's got to go on this trivia page. Oh, we've also got Bai Li, who is the scientist lady, who, if you looked her up, is either the most beautiful or the most terrifying woman ever.
I do want to say...
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Yeah.
I do want to say she's looking great for 55.
Yeah.
Damn, 55?
Yeah.
I got really nervous with this film that when she came on that they were going to do a very bad racism. And it wasn't terrible, but also every time they talked to the mayor, they had to be like, "Let's give him a few very sexist lines to say, because we have to make sure that we know that he's the mayor."
Yeah.
So, props to this movie for not being as bad as I was expecting it to be. Because I feel like when we get these low productions, I'm expecting it's like the kind of outliers of Hollywood, which are definitely people that have gotten probably either canceled or says that everybody's gone woke. But it wasn't one of those films, thank God. But it's still very bad.
They could have very easily, though, with a few edits, turned this into MAGA Ape. And that would have had some personality to it. Because there's a few times where they even, like, kind of make some sort of political jokes, but they don't really go full hand with it, which I'm fine with, but also, like, there's nothing of any, like, creative value in this movie, except for just the fact, like, as a creative person, knowing how hard it is to do anything and get it put out there.
Yes.
Every movie is a miracle, but they're not all good miracles.
The movie is like a series of happenings of, you don't really ever see the ape fully because they don't have a budget.
Yeah.
Every time it does pop up on the film or the screen and it like grabs someone to eat them, it is the worst thing I've ever seen. it feels like an hour and 10 Eric, like Tim and Eric sketch, but there's no...
Yeah, when did Tim and Eric become sincere? Yeah. That's exactly what I said while I was watching this movie.
Like, there's, I mean, I want to jump ahead to a few parts, but I kind of want to go in the linear one. The apes escaped. There has been an ape escape. We cut to a few times. There's been a second ape that's hit. No, we only get one ape in this film. I was going to make a 9/11 joke, but we can't even do that with how bad this film is. We get a few snippets of basically Dr. Lee looking up, and the weirdest thing with her character is, like, I think she's there as, like, an exposition tool to explain the mutations of the ape, but I don't know if they're trying to suggest she's trying to figure out how to stop it, but it's just, like, half of the scene
I think she's just horny for mutations and getting more experiments and doing her stuff.
Absolutely. When she was in the lab, like, mixing those colors, I really thought that she was just trying to make the experiment more successful next time.
Yes.
I mean, it was really hard to deduct, because I thought it was either she was trying to stop it, do more, or just was, like, there to explain, this is why the ape is getting big. It was a bad film. I feel like even the exposition, they didn't... I don't know if they didn't have a script, or if it was,
well,
like...
Well, that's what we have the Cloverfield Lane subplot for, right?
Yeah.
With the not American people. The Australian auxiliary.
Which they didn't... Yeah. Yeah. They didn't give a name on the IMDb either, but basically it was, like, the gist of it is they're, like, two, I want to say, internet friends that have been talking about the conspiracies of a giant ape escaping.
I love you, honey.
Yeah.
But the ape's gonna go gigantic. We're all gonna have gigantism.
And they've made a bunker, and they have rations. And they're
ready just to live cans of indescript beans.
And I want to say this to, like, anybody making beans. A film on the cheap of, like, if you need to film a bunker and you're like, I don't have enough scene set for this or, like, enough items to put in the background to show that it's a bunker, you can't cheat and just make it dark. It was such dog shit dark scenes for, I want to say, like, 20 minutes of the film of them talking.
And eating
beans. In a low blue light and eating beans. And it was just...
Everything's so close on the faces because they were using a shitty camera, so they can't really... Or they were filming in a hotel room, so they can't pull too far back. Yeah. There's one scene with the dude who was, like, from the beginning, was drinking tequila, where he had to hold it so high up to his face while he was pouring the shot, because otherwise you wouldn't see what he was doing with his hands. Yeah.
That scene was really funny to me, because I think it was a double whammy of they wanted to get the shot in there, because, like you said, they're probably doing it close-up because they didn't have a lot of different cameras. But they also couldn't show the Patron label, because it's clearly a Patron bottle, so I think he had to angle it where you couldn't see it. So it's like half of it is just his hand taking up getting in the shot glass.
It's a sign.
Saying, I miss my friend!
It's a sign that AI didn't make the movie, and that's going to be the sign of quality in the future.
I think we should take a break here to say, like, this is the biggest piece of turd I've seen in a while. Maybe one of the worst films
I've
ever seen.
I'm so glad that this is the one you chose me to watch with you, Brendan, after so many years of not being on the podcast. I feel really special.
I mean, we've gone to the bottom, so anything that we have you back for could only be better. And I'm putting that down now. Like, I can't imagine there being... I mean, there is a Mecha Mega Ape movie I think they made, or a giant robot Mega Ape.
Fuck yeah.
It's actually a series of films. Let me pull that up real quick.
You know, they might not have used AI to make this movie, but they used a word generator for the title. All of those. Mega Mechanical Ape. Suicide Ape.
Is that Ape versus Ape?
So there are three here so far that I can see. There's Ape versus Monster, Ape versus Mecha Ape, and then Ape versus Mecha Ape New World Order.
Oh,
is that where they're playing like
there's only one tagline on the cover, not attributed to anyone, saying this shit's bananas.
That's so bad. Yeah. But I was talking about this before we got into that. I will gladly watch all these films hundreds of times over a fucking AI plotted movie.
Oh, there's a movie I found on Tubi that I definitely want to watch now just by looking up Mega Ape called Mega Brothel. I didn't look into what it actually is.
Go on.
But just the name alone has me intrigued.
Yeah.
I think we can do a Podzuki After Hours episode. Ooh. Where we get a little horny with it.
I'm just trying to picture how scary looking the hot chick in Mega Brothel must be.
I hope it's the same thing where it's like this movie, where it's like a lead up talking about this Mega Brothel that's been built with disposable genetic technology that's gone bad, and they've made a mega hooker, but it's also made out of like CGI.
Brandon, mega sex worker.
Sorry, mega sex worker. Do you think they're gonna say mega sex worker? Okay, they will say it in there. But I hope that they have that, but she's also like made out of terrible like 3D where like looks like a Lara Croft model from like a PS1.
Oh,
like,
that'd be great.
Like a remake of Frankenhooker.
Yes. If you only see one movie this year. Sorry, it's great. I love that tagline from Bill Murray so much for it. also seems like a guy who's going to be mega canceled one day every time I hear stories about him.
He's not going to be canceled until he's dead.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, it's we don't need to get into that. We got to talk Mega Ape.
Mega Ape. Delete that part.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah.
Bill Murray and Jimmy Savile are nowhere near the same kind of horrible.
Well, we don't know yet.
It's hard to describe the plot of this movie because it doesn't really have a plot. The mayor is in cahoots with the scientific experimentation lab.
Yes.
And they're trying to keep it from going public when the ape gets out and he keeps getting bigger.
Yes.
At one point they have it where he's calling the president. It's really funny where he's doing a classic bad actor thing where he's like, no, no, Mr. President. No, we won't tell anyone, Mr. President. Like, I love the idea of somebody talking to the president on the phone and saying Mr. President that many times.
Well, when all these actors are on the phone, they sound kind of like drunk history when they're trying to describe stuff. Yeah.
Just had Michael Cera come in and do his voice clipped in. Once again, this is the one that was portrayed by a gentleman who looks like he himself was a mega ape gone wrong and put into a giant suit. He's such a weird. I don't want to make him feel bad if he listens to the podcast. We'll take anybody to listen to Podsuit.
No, no. Listen, this man has had lived a wonderful life. I want to read very briefly from his Wikipedia page.
Thank you for
Mr. Mel Novak.
Thank you.
Novak is an ordained minister, known for doing celebrity funerals and memorials for the likes of Chuck Connors' son, Jeffrey Allen Connors, and Tim Burton's father, Bill Burton. He's also worked in Skid Row Prison Ministry for over 39 years. So, genuinely interesting guy.
Yeah. You know what? Could he become our new Ron Canada? I don't think so.
He doesn't have... I've already forgotten his name.
Yeah, that's true. We'll get to Ron Canada later for the game section, too. But we stan him. We love him. We'll have him on the podcast one day, and then we can finally We love him. Getting back to the Mega Ape. So we get some updates, and I think, once again, with the mayor and the doctor, there's supposed to be, like, exposition, but it's a very poorly written film, so you still can't quite tell what's going on.
Yeah.
And they cut constantly to two different couples over the film that are, like, going on hikes. And it's hard to say. I think the first couple, for sure, is supposed to be, like, an Instagram influencer couple going out with a hashtag that says Save the Ape.
Both of their, like, filming back and forth. But, like, the cop...
That's when...
The cop gets this video as a link. So somebody... cut both of their films together and then put it in a link and sent it to the cop.
Keep forgetting about these characters. The cop, when he first shows up, he's interrogating a criminal who's also his best friend.
Yeah, freaking Maloney.
He's the security guard from the place where the ape was taken.
Where the ape escaped.
I thought it was wherever the guy that was in the car... that got ripped out of the car by the big ape and then smashed onto the car by the big ape.
Oh no, that was what's
that's
his face.
Dark.
That that's Dark Fantasy.
Infinity.
Yeah, that's Dark Infinity.
That's Dark Infinity.
Sorry, Dark. Sorry, that's not Ultra Q Dark Fantasy. I got it mixed up. Great series though.
I think we all watched different movies.
This is a movie that is so bad that I was, other than the 1.75 speed, I was watching it while I was doing the dishes, but I was giving my full attention when I wasn't scrubbing a pan. And I feel like it just distorted time. And once again, I had it at 1.75 speed, so if I had to do the math, I'm sure it was like probably like 35, 40-ish minutes that I actually had to watch it.
I watched all the credits.
So long. It felt so long. I kept like looking down to make sure, like, did I put this at a proper playback speed? Because then I'd shift it to 2, and then they sound too much like Chipmunk, so I had to go back to 1.75, where it's just below the threshold of Chipmunk. But the reason I thought that a few times is, like, the credits at the beginning went so slow. And then a lot of the scenes where they would shoot the actors talking or giving their exposition or sitting in front of the camera, they were moving so weirdly that I'm like, okay, maybe this is, like, kind of...
Well, they didn't have any story. They just keep going till we filled 10 minutes.
Until you eat this whole can of beans. Because
we have to make a feature length.
Like, this movie had to be a tax write-off, right? I mean, that's what I keep saying.
There had to have been something where there was guaranteed money if they finished a movie.
Yeah.
It's a thing where actors need to be, like, if they're in SAG-AFTRA, if they want to keep their insurance, they need to be in a film every certain amount of years. So that's what I feel like this was for at least some of these people.
Definitely Tom Sizemore, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to a real one.
Yeah.
It is so weird, like, watching this film and, like, going back and, like, maybe watching, like, something like Saving Private Ryan right away of, like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, because I know the name and I know him as, like, a joke, but what was he in?
Do a double feature with this in Heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, Peter Val Kilmer as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Sure.
We're losing them all. He could have been... No, he was not at the point of Mega 8, but...
No. God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
You know, Val did the right moves, I think, in life, where he ended it on a high note, at least. Getting back to this movie, so we have that first couple that gets killed, somehow sends a magical link out, which I'm going to say the ape did.
Oh, no, they were live streaming on Instagram. I'm assuming they shared the account together, so it was just cutting back and forth between their footage. They do that, Instagram couples doing
maybe.
A thing.
Yeah. We solved one plot point of the movie.
That makes sense.
They couldn't seem to decide if they hated or they loved each other.
Yeah.
Well, oh, another they are actually married in real life, or at the very least, they both have the same last name.
Or the brother and sister.
Oh, that's more fucked up.
Yeah.
He's taking a picture of her very badass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
I
we go through that.
Notice. Anything's possible.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man. Brotherly love. They cut to all this after that first couple gets killed, and they have the police officer like looking at the video. They go back to the mayor to give some more exposition, and then they cut to, I think it's supposed to be his, like, receptionist. Some woman in office says, like, oh, I gotta go take my lunch. Gets into his car and is like, I'm gonna get that motherfucker.
Oh, she's the doctor from the beginning of the film. She's the woman who has the prophetic dream about the ape.
About
yeah,
the ape,
that's right.
The doctor,
and we forget about the ape dream.
Of the stoner guy. One of the stoner guys.
The stoner asshole.
Yeah.
Who's cheating on her with that bitch.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah, which he says. Yeah, has a little Freddy Cougar in him. The one thing that, this is going to sound weird, but they do this thing where, like, they show the couple getting together, and she's like, oh, you like what you see, and then she, like, unbuttons her dress a little bit.
Not
she unbuttons
like
one
button.
But I did not like that, but also, like, we know what's going on with it. This is, like, you have to either go all in or you don't do that at all. And I'm glad they didn't go all in, but I'm like, we've lost that since the late 90s for a film. Like, we know they're cheating on each other. But once again, they're just filling time in this film, so I guess... They're just like, just do whatever. I guarantee that scene is what exactly.
Now, she had the prophetic dream about dying on top of the Hollywood sign with the mega ape. But did she ever try and do anything to avert that future? Or was it all just her trying to find her partner cheating?
No, she was just trying to find her partner cheating. Then she got picked up by the ape.
Yeah,
it's like almost like, doesn't she say like, oh, crap, I forgot about this part. Why did I do anything about this?
Oh, fuck, but then it cut to commercial, so I don't really know if I missed something.
Oh,
do you guys see any good commercials?
How many fucking ads were you served? Because they made me watch 7 ads in a row 3 times.
Yeah, it was at least 5 breaks, and each one was like 2 minutes long.
Tubi?
Yeah. I kept getting...
Tubi is terrible for movies.
Yeah.
One of my favorites that I
could watch Judge Judy and shit like that, where there would have been a lot of like fibromyalgia commercials anyway.
Yeah. But, mine I got was for Vita Mahjong, which was a really interesting one, where there's like a little guy in a nurse outfit at the bottom, so they're like, this will help if you're a little bit older for both sleep and also if you have any anxiety. And it's like a video of somebody playing it, of just putting 2 Mahjong tiles together and then sorting them. And like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm like, this is to activate a sleeper cell of some sort. Like, this is the person who's finally going to take them out. I don't think I need to say anymore.
I loved my commercials.
I hope they're activated.
I had just like very basic commercials, but then I had... a Dawn soap commercial with the little ducklings, but it was all in Spanish. So the little ducklings were speaking Spanish, and it was excellent. And they were talking about how everything was Olympia, and it was great.
I keep getting on YouTube, like, rich person commercials, like, for, like, speedboats.
I think because you're rich in life.
And, yeah, like, I don't know, like, I got... Do I need to hire HR and crap like that? I don't know why.
I
get a lot of hims and hers.
Yeah. Bad.
I get a lot of hims and hers commercials. And that's
do you need a yacht copter?
Like, I think maybe like a boat of car, you know.
An amphibious vehicle?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or I like boat of car, though.
Yeah, I think they might be giants.
That'd be great in my... stream of consciousness poetry.
It's a really good They Might Be Giants song. It is, though.
Boat of car, oh, boat of car.
I like that you pretty much got it exactly. I'm going to pull it up later and put it in the links here.
Okay.
The thing that I got for the commercials also, like I said, is I get hers and hims commercials, and the difference between them, they're both the same company, The idea is they have two products to appeal to both, like, males and females, if you're a binary dipshit like that. Anyways, the Hers commercials are always about, like, if you need psychological help or someone to talk to, we have services we can provide. And the Hims commercials was like, your dick ain't getting hard, here's some pills. I just like that the binary broken down to like that is like such a funny thing to see, like, both how funny gender is, but also like the marketing for both sides of like, we gotta market to
the simpler side. Oh, do you have emotions? We can help you. You got a fucked up dick? We gotcha.
Yeah, nothing else is gonna go wrong after that.
Oh, I feel like I was seeing Hims ads, like they're selling like Ozempic through it too.
Oh yeah,
yeah, which is Ozempic soon.
Yeah,
you're chubby and you can't fuck. So yeah, we got you covered, buddy.
We're really like in a flash fire of morals before the world falls apart in America. I feel like. Anyways, back to Mega 8.
Yeah,
my ads real quick.
Oh yeah,
all of my ads were terrible, but I specifically got multiple of these ads to advertise on Roku.
Not a bad plan.
Like,
let's get Podzukia
for about $500. We can advertise through a smart TV if we want to.
That's kind of fun.
I mean,
should we put Podzukia?
I'm willing to see like how much play we would get from that. That's kind of fun. Hey, yeah.
Imagine the weirdest fucking people we get from that. Just like, I gotta check out this Podzukia. Like, just watching Matlock at 2 a.m.
If we start exclusively getting fans from retirement homes, I would fucking love it.
We make them go woke. We can activate them. Anyways, back to Mega Ape. A mega time of a film. So that second couple gets basically torn apart by the ape.
Oh, we don't even see it. They throw
a... he gets smashed by a giant ape
branch on them. Yeah.
Yeah, they throw a tiny branch at the woman.
Yeah, I remember that.
The second couple.
Second couple, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, second couple, guy gets crushed embarrassingly.
Yeah, by Ape Fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tad Nugent finally catches
up. Yeah. Oh, another thing, too, is I forgot that we have the I guess, like a bounty hunter or a soldier type that's hunting the ape, and it's basically him walking in the middle of, like, a California...
It's a weekend paintballer in his gear.
That's a good way to put it.
Which, it's not a bad gag, like, oh, he's this guy who thinks he's a badass and then immediately dies when confronted with a monster, but he doesn't do anything other than just quickly walk through the desert.
Yeah.
Yep. And he walks right up to Dorothy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, to shoot her, it feels so stupid.
Well, he has such He has, like, the one-liner that at the end of the credits, they bring it back and show his, like, multiple takes of doing that line.
That's right. Luke, Brandon, did you see the post-credits?
I did not watch that.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I didn't keep going.
Oh, you didn't get the full experience. Big, but I'm bigger? I don't remember what it was. It was something dumb.
I love saying it, probably not even saying it to, like, a tennis ball on the end of a stick, like Hollywood actors.
I don't think they could afford the tennis ball. They probably just had a stick.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why it's so, like, I understand why, like, oh, you can do anything with the help of a computer, but you're not gonna have that adversity in the way, like, oh, the thing doesn't work today, so we need to do it this way, and you're not going to get anything that's any decent. Like, just because something's done doesn't mean it's good enough. I don't know. I'm going wide with it.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to kind of, this is like a kind of jazz freeform plot where you have to kind of like say the sentences they didn't write down to really make this film work. It's bad. It is like one of the worst films I've seen, but it made me think about, like, we've talked about it so much on this, of like a good bad movie. Of once again, going back a few episodes when we had Connor and we watched Don't Panic, which is, in my opinion, maybe like a perfect good bad film that I've seen like in the last maybe few years. This is just like when you know you're making a bad film and like you could have fun with it, but it's just like, I think they're trying maybe a little bit, but even that just falls flat and it's embarrassing to watch.
I don't think they're trying at all. This film feels like the opposite of sincere.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to know, like, Dark Infinity is, like, if he's, like, some type of weird producer that's getting all these weird, like, money, like, kind of, like...
I'm wondering if there's maybe, like, one person who's, like, just completely out of touch with how much everything sucks, and they... I mean, but they managed to get financing in some way to make a little bit of money.
If I can give credit to Dark Infinity really quick... I did like the soundtrack of the film.
Dude,
not as the
soundtrack
of the film, but I thought this is a good soundtrack for like a future sport.
The music slaps. Yeah. That's been kind of jamming the whole
That not Stranger Thing. What was the band that did Stranger Things?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounded like that kind of like that lo-fi beats, the Tron Legacy soundtrack, that sort of crap.
Like, I feel like whoever they got to do the soundtrack had just finished playing Cyberpunk, and they're like, I gotta do a score for this, but I'm gonna just do whatever I want. Who gives a shit? They're not gonna care. And they're like, they had a little talent, and they had a little fun with it, so good for them. I think it's the only thing that's going to get us a 1 out of 5 stars later when we do the rating for this. it's goddamn. I feel like I need to go like in a reverse score for negatives. It's bad. I feel like we already got towards the ending a little bit, but like once again, the ending is very unclear too of what's going on. They basically like cut to the very end that Dr. Lee is getting ready to go out to her car.
Wait. We skipped over so many things.
Wait, okay, we forgot about the beam scene.
The jet fighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
How could you forget about the jet fighter
and the bean scene?
The ape running around downtown Hollywood with the police officer following him, radioing to a jet fighter saying, "Follow that."
Yeah. I was thinking like that could have been the title of the movie too. Follow that ape. That would have been.
Also, the logic is like, does the jet fighter need to be like, "Hey, you got to call this in where he is. I have no clue where he is."
I did love, the jet fighter screensaver.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. And, like, any time when, like, it would be, like, clearly everything's a computer-generated image with the gorilla just kind of tiny in the corner, and it would linger on it for way too long.
I think they were having a little fun here and there. I did laugh when they cut to the bar, and it was called, entitled Beer Bar.
I liked Beer Bar.
This is a scenario. Oh, this is a scenario where anybody, I think, who was having fun in this movie was the effects department, the people who doing the computer stuff.
I think they were excited they got to make a shitty ape. Like, they weren't even like, oh, we're going to do a good job. Like, let's see how bad we can make
this. Well, there's a few times, especially when you first see it, where its fur, like, it looks okay, but it's also got, like, this uncanny valley look to it because it's so shiny.
It's so shiny.
Oh.
That's a greasy ape.
They put some smoothing rendering on it.
Well,
for,
there
like,
were sparkles on the ape whenever it grew like 10%.
Oh yeah,
it would sparkle
for that first. I do love the introduction to the ape where you just see it change in size and it doesn't affect its surroundings at all.
Just whoop.
I love those fake like blood splurts that they have on people. That clearly has like a flat line where it should be, but it's coming out of somebody's chest.
Like a really cheap anime from Netflix made in 3D back in 2015. Man, we've been through a lot of wild media over the decade, I feel like, now I'm thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Not in a fun way. I think the rise of IPs, it makes me sad, like, this is kind of like where the sludge is at, of, like, I think a lot of people can go into these, like, off-budget kind of, like, making knockoffs of IPs that exist. Because, like, this is clearly supposed to be, I think, a King Kong Godzilla thing that they're
for. I mean, he takes a woman. She takes a woman.
She takes a woman. In her stream,
we love
progressive.
Yeah.
A lesbian ape.
Yeah.
A lape.
A little ape. A little lape lady. Lape. Okay,
too little, too late.
I almost got the labia from it. That's pretty good. Once again, I feel like any of us could have done a better title for this.
Oh, absolutely. You could have given us 20 minutes alone with that script. We could have punched it up to make this an actual movie.
If you could give us 20 minutes with the script, we've spent 10 more
I'm
minutes
just
on the script than originally.
That there's was also written. So many weird editing things. Like, there's one scene where they start a news report.
Oh, my God.
And they cut to the dude getting drunk. Then they cut back to the news report in progress.
The
Why
weirdest
the
thing,
fuck they do that?
They did it like the news report was listening to the guy, like, hey, back up here. Come on.
Well,
come
he here. Asked him the thing, and then the dude goes, like,
and then it
and
it
then
cuts
they
away.
Cut to the
yep.
other guy. Like, okay.
And then the
that's,
only time
maybe
the cuts aren't like 3 seconds
jarring.
Too long is when he's doing the shots. But then they're like 3 seconds too short. Like, they do it.
Well, they're trying to do.
They try to do like, a cool cut slammy thing. But then they do it way too short when every other cut is like 5 seconds overdue.
Yeah, it's fair, like, they don't have any idea of the art of editing until that moment. That's the only time they tried to use editing.
And then
to
they do it bad.
Display an idea.
Yeah. How bad the editing was, they had one scene where I think it was Dick Steele walking down a path for almost 2 minutes. And I wrote my notes that at 37 minutes and 22 seconds, this movie became unforgivable.
I love to think it's because they're using old Sony cams and they just had to edit in order, in camera, as they made it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they have five cinematographers, is because they have five different cameras that they've used.
Yeah.
I also wrote down at 49 minutes and 41 seconds, there's a nice ad for Pluto TV. Shout out to Pluto TV.
Oh, yeah, immediately after a remembrance for Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kobe. So we got through the one plot then with that. We also, I forgot about the Bunker Buddies of goddamn. The bean scene. Yeah.
They're not connected to anything.
Were they were they actually Australian? Do we know that?
No, I thought they were supposed to be British.
Well, one of them was British, but I think the other dude, and maybe it's just a hat he was wearing, because he was wearing like a cowboy hat.
What do they call that kind of hat where it has a little side that goes up?
Oh, bitch hat.
Okay, yeah, he's wearing a bitch hat.
I don't know. I think they're just fedoras, just with one of the brims put up like that. But yeah, you know, that's how you would visually show somebody from Australia is wearing one of those hats in the 90s.
It does seem stupid enough to have that going.
The mouse from Rescuers Down Under had one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I was so upset when he's trying to steal his girl.
I watch that movie all the time. He does end up with Bob Newhart. End up with Zsa Zsa Gabor. Is that who played?
Good for them. Yeah. I really, as a kid, it really did upset me. Like, they had such a good thing going. What's this guy doing?
Yeah. Give me a lifelong distrust of Australians.
Yeah, and then what is a skink? What kind of lizard is that? That's the bad pet in that movie.
A skink is a thing, so probably.
Skink's a skink, you know.
Hey, Podzuki listeners at home, email us at podzukipodcast@gmail.com and tell us what was that lizard and Rescuers Down
there. Yeah, skinkologists, get back to us.
Please tell us. We need to know.
If you're a total skink, just let us know.
Also, that skink was really well animated.
Pazuki, skinks one.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a skink, my number is 2408-69.
Guys, I'm so glad to announce this. I think next episode we're doing Rescuers Down Under because I really want to go back and watch that scene.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a good movie to watch.
They're at the restaurant and the little flea grabs the pea and puts it and goes, split pea soup! And they smash it up and they make a soup with it.
I don't even know.
That's so fun.
We're talking about Rescuers Down Under.
You made me watch Muppet 8.
Yeah. Hey, you better than who do we have to do all the shark movies?
Oh, that's Logan.
That's
Nielsen.
Logan Nielsen.
Yeah.
We got to get back for Shark Santa Jaws for this year. We said we were gonna do this year, but then we got busy.
Yeah.
So I think we should do two. We should do it twice this year to make it up for it.
You want to do two episodes of Santa Jaws
back to back?
You want to do a Christmas in July?
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. We're talking about
Super Here's all the fun movies.
Yeah.
You know, fuck me.
We can talk about other episodes.
I guess I'll just move back
for Mega
to Chicago then.
Oh, God, please.
Okay.
Please do it.
Okay.
You heard it first here in Podzuki. So we got through we didn't even talk about the bunker scene. They go insane and the smaller British guy kills the Australian.
What I couldn't figure out is that supposed to be because they're worried that the gigant is the thing that's making the ape get bigger going to somehow infect other people.
He said he was concerned about it affecting other animals.
But then I was wondering, so is them becoming like apes in the ending supposed to be that happening, or is it just somebody thought they had a good idea?
I think they're supposed to be going insane, right?
Yes, I think they're supposed to be going
insane. I think it's supposed to be some kind of commentary,
but it's only been like it's supposed to be like 3 hours.
But they ran out of candles.
Fuck!
I mean, Homer and Mr. Burns.
He wasted the battery on that phone.
He did, and we ate all of the beans.
I do, now, in a very good comedic film, it would be funny if they had, like, 3 years worth of beans, and they ate all the beans.
Because I also think that it could be maybe metaphorical, like, they're supposed to just be killing each other, and they're just doing the ape thing, because that's like, oh, see, they're just, like the ending of Animal Farm, I can't tell the difference between the two.
But once again, I had this at 1.75 speed, and that scene went on really uncomfortable.
Oh, my
I bet
God.
That'd be funny, hearing them grunt like chipmunks.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go back and watch that? We're going to have Liz back to watch this at 3.0 speed.
Whole other experience.
One of them dies. They cut to basically the doctor again after everything's fallen apart. Oh, the jet fighter.
Sorry. Yeah, can't forget about the jet fighter. This is after Dorothy has taken Dr. Woman and put her on top of the Hollywood
Dr.
sign.
Yeah, Dr. Woman.
Just like her prophetic dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think at this point she's like, this is like my dream, or she's just like still not piecing it together? She's like, this feels familiar.
She's not piecing anything
Absolutely
together.
Not. She's too busy.
So
she's still thinking about that bitch.
Bitches. I got Freddy Krueger over here.
Where did she also... Was she walking in the forest thinking she was going to catch them?
Yeah. Like in a general direction?
Just, yeah, randomly. In...
So
yeah.
It wasn't said, but she had her cell phone on her, so I'm assuming it was supposed to be a, like, find my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, or she put an AirTag in his little stupid pouch.
Because this movie did come out in 2024. Right? Or 23?
Yeah. 2023,
24, something like that. I mean, it could have been made a few years before that. I think it was definitely made post-COVID.
It was definitely made in 2020 because the marquee that Brandon talked about that had the Roku sign on it, it does display, like, Kobe Bryant.
I remember absolutely seeing that Roku sign. Yeah.
Let's see, when did Kobe... Kobe was before the pandemic.
He died in 2020.
He did?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant... I felt like it was like a little bit after, wasn't
it? I remember. You're right. Was there a Pluto ad?
Yeah, he died right before shit happened.
Damn. He
made a good call.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I shouldn't say that. R.I.P. Kobe.
Because I remember seeing a Pluto TV ad that I don't know if it was they put it in there or if it was just there in the street they were using.
I think they put it in there, but they still wanted to respect Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe.
Kobe.
God, yeah, that's a bummer.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, being back to that, so we have the jet fighter scene. Of course it doesn't kill the Mega Ape. Nothing killed the Mega Ape.
No, but it does explode that woman.
Yeah, that's true. But we think it kills the Mega Ape, right?
Yeah. Yes, because the mayor even calls the scientist to tell him what happened.
Did you get the ape?
Yeah, and then it cuts to commercial, at least on my end, and then comes back for the last 5 seconds of the fucking movie. To do that shit after I sat for 2 minutes for this stupid fucking ad to be like, oh, guess what? The ape's still here. Here's the slowest credit you could ever ask for.
Just going like, once again, we don't have video. I'm just going to do my hand going up very slowly. But imagine right now I'm putting my hand up so slow.
Well, it's slow. Have you ever watched, do you ever still watch late night talk shows where they'll do that like, after the last guest, they'll have, like, a commercial break. Then they come back, like, all right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, that always pissed me off for Saturday Night Live when they did that specifically, where they do the last music act and they cut back to that. For
yeah, just to hear them playing, like, good night, everybody, good night.
Also, it's kind of sad they
thank you, White Stripes.
It's kind of sad they took off at midnight already. I was like, I was glad it was back and it's gone already.
No, she wants to do her career. Yeah. She wants to go and do stand-up.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Mega Ape. Should we rate this Mega Ape?
Out of what?
Should we, like, I feel like...
Letters in Mega?
Yeah.
How about
I don't know.
How about crappily made pumpkins?
Okay.
How about crappily made jack-o'-lanterns that were just in this movie for some reason?
Here's the thing with it. So, a rotting jack-o'-lantern pumpkin that's been left out since October. It is currently April 7th, or 7th today. That's how bad it is. Also, you can only do 4 out of 5 at the most. You're not even allowed to go to 5 out of 5. I'm going to bar. It's not even a possibility. I'm going to go this 1.5 rotting pumpkins out of 5, but you can only go up to 4. And, like, the reason it's 1.5, the 0.5 is from the soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
The one is, like, the soundtrack was good, at least. I'll say it. It was fine. It was enjoyable.
Honestly, I'll get the soundtrack on vinyl.
But this is a 1.5 because, like...
I think it literally is one song, though, that we're talking about, right?
It's over and over and over.
That I'm not 100% sure isn't just something that comes with the editing software they use.
I mean, it could be, like...
Call it, like, lo-fi beat, literally. That's all the file name is.
It was good.
They said it was specifically from Dark Infinity. Also, I'm sorry, we keep interrupting your review, Brandon.
I mean, it's really important I get the review out for Mega Ape. It's a 1.5 because, like, it exists. I had a lot of fun time with my buds. I'm literally only giving it 1.5 because it's fun to talk about it with you all. If I saw this movie by myself and I never told anyone about it, I'd be so pissed.
If you saw this movie by yourself, you wouldn't have seen this movie. You would have stopped watching it probably after 15 minutes.
After the first 10 minutes of just the opening credits.
Oh, yeah.
But even then at the end of it, I'm just like, I'm glad it's not AI. Man, so many grim thoughts in 2025. Meg Ape, don't walk, run.
I'll give it 1 out of 5. I did have, like, I thought nothing going into it, like, the name Mega Ape, you know, it's just creatively bankrupt. They just put two terms together, like, oh, King Kong's one of the biggest movies ever. That's a new gorilla.
Popeye was there naming it.
Yeah, I actually did. After I was finished with this movie, just they would show movies that I think are on. It was Cinephile or something, some weird streaming service that I got through my Amazon Prime, so I didn't have commercials during it, but I did see there's some movie, Popeye the Slayer Man, since Popeye is public domain now.
See, which sucks is, like, I know that we'd watch that and it would also be, like, probably, like, mega.
You know what pissed me off about it, though? Okay, you want, like, he's public domain, put him in a movie, but don't make him the monster, make him the main character.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, the football star at All-America High School.
Yeah, get Robin Williams to play.
Let's go sleep with me. There's a monster over there.
Ugh. Wow, this looks terrible.
Yeah, it does look terrible. It looks like the entire thing is taking place inside of like a chain factory.
It's an abandoned spinach factory.
Yeah, obviously. That's but yeah. I like that, but like I appreciate it, and I do want to see more media with specifically Popeye, because I didn't give a shit about Winnie the Pooh, but I like Popeye. But anyway, yeah, so I had some fun with this movie. I didn't think anything of it. It is interesting. Like, I do like media that disgusts me a little bit, and this definitely had some of that. There's some shady stuff going on behind the scenes, but also I do know how hard it is to make even a terrible movie. Like
you say, we got to bring the sleaze back to Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
We need it back.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about, like, all these people who, like, as long as they were paid, they're probably like, okay, yeah. But I've had jobs I hated for years. Sleaze. They probably only had to do this for a month or two.
Yeah, hopefully they all got paid well and they got to go on and live their lives and have time with their family. You know?
Yeah, as long as people got paid, sure. Like, I'm disgusted with myself now that I hear that, say that out loud.
Like, maybe Dark Infinity's like a good guy. I really doubt it from this film, but like maybe he's a good guy. Who knows? Yeah.
There's just something that if you finish making a movie, I can't completely discount you. Maybe not today when you could tell an AI to just finish this for me.
Yeah, they made it. Like, I'll give them that. Like, that's like, it's good for them.
They did the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
their mom saying, you did such a good job.
I'm still, like, still one pumpkin out of four.
I really didn't enjoy this film, but I do think for the bit of it, I do have to give it a 1.75 because that's the ideal speed to watch it
at. That's the ideal speed. Two chipmunk.
It's a bad movie, and there are parts of it that would be funny if they were done sincerely, but it all feels like it's done so cynically.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like it's trying to go for money or anything. It just feels like they're trying to make the product. Again, I said earlier that it feels like these are people who needed to be in a film in order to keep their SAG-AFTRA insurance.
They should turn this movie into TikToks. Oh. I think that's what it should be.
#SAGSaveTheBabies.
It's never quite long enough to realize how bad it is.
This would have been a fucking baller Quibbly movie.
Yeah.
Quibby. Bring Quibby back.
It's weird that the Quibby failed, but that is kind of exactly what 17-year-olds are watching now.
Exactly.
Man. Yeah. They could be watching an hour and 10 movie and look what they're missing. Now that is a funny idea of a Zoomer getting this and turning it on and be like, no, I was right. Movies fucking suck, dude. That's how they talk, right? Young people? I'm going to be 40 this year.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Young people, man.
This movie doesn't have Riz.
It has no... I wouldn't give it 1 out of 3 booms, even. Yeah, Justice, you know, with the... Sorry.
Oh, no, I don't.
Boom. Costco buys.
Like boom. Boom! Like a boom microphone?
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think boom.
Yeah. Okay, I'm either too in touch with media or out of touch with media. I can't decide anymore now.
Liz, your review?
I'm giving it 1 funny pumpkin out of the 4 out of the 5 pumpkins. Because the soundtrack was super fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, it only took like 1 hour, 10 minutes out of my day. Granted, 20 minutes of that was watching the same credits over and over. And
they definitely had like a time that they needed to reach.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Time.
I love the idea of like the guy doing the credits is like, okay, we'll try it at this. Okay, no, a little slower. We did it.
All of the cuts were like, as slow as they could possibly be, except for the shot glasses, which were way faster than they should have been because they were bad.
Well, it's like when you're in high school and you need to do like a 3-page thing, so you just start fucking with the margins a little bit.
They were building up to like
all the periods were like 15 font. And
spaced out.
Add two spaces between every period. They'll never notice, never you get a little.
I did that a few times in high school, and I hope kids get to do fun things like that still. I feel like they could have had a really good joke and payoff if they did the credits that slow, and the last credit was just "see you later, buddy," just slowly coming up. Like that would have been fun, but that they didn't want to have fun at that point.
I love that their credits were so bare that they needed to thank everyone for providing their cars for the movie.
Yeah.
No, oh, it definitely seemed like a super team effort, the whole film.
Oh, the opening scene with Tom Sizemore and the other dude, they open the truck door and it's got like the tag in the glove box, like they clearly just rented it for the day. I love little things like that, like, oh, that's clearly a hotel room. Yeah, they're clearly going to take that back to the store after they've finished shooting.
I will say, if you watch this movie, or if anyone here rewatches this movie, take a close look at the mayor's office. That is the dirtiest room in the entire
all
movie.
All the weird electrical plugs going into the wall, and all the wallpaper that was weird in the little frames.
It was like wet.
Yeah.
It felt like I didn't see any cat hair, but I had imagined a lot of cat hair.
There had to be.
See, I did not notice that at all. I just couldn't stop seeing that, like, why is this corpse?
The doctor nurse lady with a full toilet in the background.
just
a big old toilet in the background.
just look at the floor of that office, because you can see they fucked up the carpeting. And there are just, like, random squares of carpet on the floor.
I like that this movie's so bad. I want to know more story about this one office. Like, where it is so and what happened with it. And why it was filmed in this.
It's the mayor's. It's the mayor's
Martin,
office.
Martin, did you learn about Dark Infinity? Did you read about who this person is?
I did not read about them. I know Brandon did a
little
research.
Did anybody know, or... Because
I'm still not 100% sure who this dude is.
All right, let's get
the
stupid game section.
Dark Infinity is...
Quit playing stupid games.
And Ryder.
Dark Infinity is the most generic-looking white guy in the
and
film.
And is that his Christian name? Or?
Well, here's the beautiful thing I'm about to tell you all.
Dark Infinity is the guy who is only there to scream and get pulled out of his car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just zap the camera for Liz real quick.
Oh, I know exactly who Dark Infinity is.
Yeah, you remember Dark Infinity.
He doesn't look like I expected him.
We're gonna go right into the stupid game section. The first one is, okay, this is the Ron Canada Dark Infinity's quarter. We'll do some Ron Canada maybe next episode, but I just want to give a shout out to our boy that we love. In the very much vein of Ron Canada, he's done so much shit, but I don't want to go through all of it. But the first part of this game, I want you all to tell me what you think Dark Infinity's name is. Here's the only thing I'm going to give you as a hint. I need you to give me the two whitest first names and last names you can imagine together. And let's see if somebody actually gets
Rod. It.
Okay, first name we're going with Rod.
Oh, we're trying to build it all together?
We can build it together. I'll see if I'll direct you. We're getting close, but it's not quite there.
Greg White. Did you say first names, but there's two first names?
No, first name, last name. Just imagine the whitest name.
Okay, Greg White.
Greg White's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
That's two on the nose.
I want to say Dennis.
That's really good. That's really getting close.
What'd you say?
I said Dennis.
We're in the ballpark. I thought you said Guinness. Like, that's not...
it's like impressively close now to almost
what it is. Garth Ennis.
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
I'm gonna say Dennis the Menace, after everyone's favorite actor who recently passed away.
I guess Jay North died.
Damn.
Too recently.
We got somewhat close. His Christian name is Dustin Ferguson.
I said Ferguson.
Okay. I spiced it up a little.
It would be awesome if it was Ferguson. It's Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Thank you very much.
It's Daryl.
Do you think people ever call him Dork Infinity?
Damn, we should. That's
if
a great.
If we see him at fucking G-Fest, we're gonna burn his ass.
If I ever meet him, I'm gonna call him Dork Infinity.
yo, Dork Infinity, check out this mega ape.
Or for PG, Jerk Infinity.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good. He did his selection on the IMDb of what he put that represents him both best is Seed Legacy, which is a solid knockoff. Spider Baby, Sleepaway Camp 4, which is like he was just an editor on.
Oh.
He didn't actually work on it. And then Blade Iron Cross, which is like a Blade knockoff, but with Nazis. So that made me a little uncomfortable. Oh. But I didn't want to do it. Hopefully there's not some bad politics going probably on here. Not. But you know what? We're not making
I assume this. They're probably killing the Nazis, right? Like the Nazis.
I hope so.
Guys.
But yeah.
I think we're still into where in movies the Nazis are going to be the bad guys. Especially if they're 30s Nazis.
Yeah. 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 This is liberal Hollywood. We saw it in the movie. The couple got approached by the park ranger who walked out of a porta potty, who told them, don't do any drugs here, and they said, don't worry, we're Republicans.
Don't worry, we're Republicans! Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds about right. So I decided to grab one of these movies randomly, which is Spider Baby, and then I grabbed the IMDb synopsis, and I've written up two of them that are my own. Tell me which one you think is the real one. The first one is John and Francine are a young couple expecting a new bundle of joy, only to find out their child has been genetically altered with spider DNA. Okay, here's the second one. A pair of greedy relatives try to repossess the Mary estate, but the inbred children will protect their home and bloodline at all costs. Okay, here's the third one. If you thought parenting was hard, imagine if your baby also had the powers to control spiders. These terrible twos sometimes come with eight legs.
I'm going to say you wrote the second one.
I wrote the second one. A pair of greedy relatives try to repossess the Mary estate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say number three is the real one.
Number three is the real
one? Wait, did you write one or two of them?
I wrote two of them.
You wrote two of them. Okay, so we're trying to figure out the real one?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I think, what was the first one again?
The first one is John and Francine are a young couple expecting a new bundle of joy, only to find out. I wrote that one?
No, I think that one's the real one.
That one was the most boring one. So that's why I don't think you wrote it.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate
that. That's kind of my thought process as well.
And what are you thinking, Martin?
I think it's number three.
Guys, guess what? The real one is number two. A pair of greedy relatives trying to possess. I got into the brain of like, how can I make the most boring?
Damn, you got me.
Let me see that real quick.
I really like
it. Was the word
three,
repossessed?
Yeah,
but it's got eight legs.
I really thought these terrible twos sometimes come with eight legs. I thought that was them.
Yeah, I would have guessed. I would have guessed number three as well.
I'm really smart. I'm funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you crafted a good game.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again. Next episode is just how tall is Steve Buscemi.
And which is still debate on that 5'8", 5'9". I guess it depends on what pair of shoes he's wearing,
or if it's been a good day for him. You know, as always, I feel like we gotta do a good old recommendation and plugs before we get out of here. Go kiss the Meg Apes in our lives, wherever they may be. I'll get into it right away for good old recommendations and plugs. I'm going to plug Thirst for Adventure, which we had Liz on recently.
That's so fun.
Every second Wednesday at Lincoln Lodge at 7 p.m. Once a month. We have a bunch of comedians, actors, artists, Chicago people, friends, family, Mega Apes, play one-shot characters for a little campaign that we've crafted for D&D that usually Hobart's running. It's such a good time. It's so fun. You should come out. And then for recommendations, I'm going to shout out, I think this is a very funny thing I brought up last time, but I forgot if I put it on the episode. As you all know, I love Pluto TV, and I used to love to turn on to Tokusatsu, and they'd play a bunch of Super Sentai or Kamen Rider. They got rid of the channel, which I'm sad about. It's still on YouTube. But I turned it on. One day it was replaced with Doctor Who Classic. And they're like, oh, I hate that they know who I am as a person. So I've been watching a bunch of Doctor Who old episodes, and that shit rules. I love it so much.
Hell yeah.
Anytime it's like something from the 60s or 70s, it's like a very cheap production, but everybody's like giving their full ass into it. Like, I'm going to really sell this scene of me talking to somebody covered in bubble wrap that I have to pretend is an alien. I just love that so much.
I've always wanted to watch Blake's Seven. I've heard that's good.
Yeah.
And that's like a different, similar 70s... UK space opera. Yeah. But
it's never too late.
Yeah, you done?
Oh, that's it. Okay. Check out old Doctor Who. I the fourth Doctor, played by Tom Baker. I get why he is such a legend. He's so charismatic. I just want to watch him do anything.
My recommendation there, I've been watching this YouTuber, Drew Gooden, who's pretty fun. I like his stuff. It's very like light and breezy. He buys like all of the stupid shit you see on Wish and Alibaba that you're like, I'm not going to spend money on that, but what the fuck is it? What does it do?
That's how I discovered him, too. And I always think about when they talk about how they always smell really weird for the
Music they buy. I love that like, his wife is just him with longer hair. Yeah. That's great. And he's great at sounding like John Mulaney. He's like probably one of the top five YouTubers of sounding like John Mulaney.
There's a lot of them out there, too. So. Yeah. Actually, that's not a joke. Really do a lot of them.
Yeah, Drew Gooden and a few of the people that he does videos around and adjacent his clique of creators. I've been watching some of them. I can't remember, with Brad something, I think.
Oh, the Rizzler.
Yeah.
Boom!
Probably. But he was funny. Yeah. And they're charming. So, yeah. I also like it gives me a glimpse into, like, TikTok and all these other, like, realms that are, like, people watch this for entertainment and they just give it money. Uh-huh. Like, that's how it works. They talk into a camera and children send them money.
It feels illegal, right?
Like, I've been working in, like, art and stuff a lot. In the last 2 years, I've been, like, working on art and, like, writing, and I like to do stuff that, like, induces a sense of, like, physical disgust in a person, but I can never do that as well as TikTok does.
Yeah.
It's so gross. I'm done.
Drew Gooden, I want to say this before we pass it to the other two, Martin or Liz here, but Drew Gooden has one of my favorite jokes of all time about his wife one time was watching an advertisement for I, Tonya the movie, but they had a hashtag that was I, Tonya movie, but together it looks like it only a movie. And every time I see that or I see like a really bad movie, I always say to myself, it only a movie.
Oh, that's real good.
It's really good.
I don't have anything to plug, but I recommend Common Side Effects. It's a relatively new Adult Swim show. Whole first season's out by now. Real solid. Greg Daniels and Mike Judge produced it. Nice. And it's the same creative director as... what's that? Scavenger's Reign.
I love Scavenger's Reign.
Fuck, that was so fucking good.
Yeah, check out Common Side Effects. You're really going to like it.
I don't want to see that. I love seeing like an animated thing that has a unique character design.
Yeah.
That isn't just Family Guy or Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, no, everyone looks great. It's got really dynamic animation, too. Yeah.
It really reminds me of Satoshi Kon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Nice.
And I won't spoil anything about it, but... character writing is so good. They've got a pair of cops. Big fan of both of them.
Whoa.
I know.
Okay.
All right. We're finally pro cop. That's right. You heard it here. They're
back to blue.
It's fine.
That's fine.
I hate having that argument all the time. They're not real. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Dale Cooper was a cop.
That's true.
FBI agent, so super cop.
Yeah, that's true. They have to wrestle with our demons all the time. Liz, do you got any good recommendations or plugs for us before we...
I mean, unless you're in Vermont, specifically Burlington, and want to eat donuts, I don't really have anything to plug. But I have been listening to...
Well, once we're on Pluto.
But we're on Pluto, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I've been listening to...
I got 500 bucks.
A lot of Behind the Bastards with Robert Evans, and It Could Happen Here.
Yeah,
and that's been great, and I just recently read... his novel, After the Revolution, which is fucking terrifying and amazing and very fun and also horrifying. Highly recommend it if you are wanting to read something that hits a little bit too close to home right now.
Yeah.
But
James Adomian was on a live CBB episode at South by Southwest, and he did Elon Musk, and it was great, but nobody was laughing because it was just a little too close to home.
Yep. Yeah. I've been listening and reading and consuming too many things that are a lot, and have been also needing some very fluffy things, so I've been watching International House Hunters a lot also, which is very fun.
I already sold that.
I made a plug, but I didn't make I made a recommendation, but I didn't make a plug. My plug is blow up your TV and throw away your
papers.
I like that. Or at least watch Traitors. That's another thing that me and Barbara do to unwind. The Traitor season 3. Ooh, that's a good reality television show.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah, and then blow it up afterwards.
That's a show where they get people from other reality shows to come on.
Like, yeah, and good the, God. The gimmick is that...
It's like the League of Extraordinary Reality Stars. And,
well, the gimmick is that there's also three of them that can kill other people on there that get removed from the show.
I feel like that's like putting the bad side of the magnets together. Or the bad batteries.
Yeah, that's and it's an entire season of it, but they're all big personalities. So it's really fun to watch. Yeah. But I feel like I think we've done it all. We've really dissected the Mega Ape.
You know what? Wait, I'm sorry. I have one thing before we go. I think we should all mention our favorite kill real quick. I did laugh the hardest when that woman was blown up.
And I said to myself, "That's Hollywood, baby."
Yeah, can't cut it here.
No, my favorite was definitely the poorly animated CGI ape hand crushing the one guy. It was pretty funny.
I liked him grabbing.
Yeah,
him
I'd say
the truck and onto the windshield.
Oh yeah,
that's probably the one I'd say. But it's also maybe the other kills. I wasn't really paying attention. I might have been in doing my dishes, but yeah, that one he at least did something beside just eating him with. Whatever sandwich sound effect they had in Pinnacle.
Yeah. Well, as I think we should sign off. Thank you so much, Liz, for doing this. We had a mega ape of a time together.
Mega ape.
And support your local apes. You know, that's what I'm saying. They're working hard. Just
buy
as
local. Your local library. Not more, buy local. Check out Mega Ape through their library loan system.
Check out Mega Ape versus Tolstoy.
But don't take our word for it.
All right. That's the Podzuki sign off. If you like what you heard, go to your local library. It's Podzuki.
It's Podzuki, baby.
We regret that you have not yet complied with our order.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
The words get stuck in my throat.